Now, all being well, I'm always a bit worried about this in case it doesn't work, but I'm hoping. I've got Margaret Mills there. Hello, Margaret. Can you hear me?
Hello there, Scott. Yes, I can hear you loud and clear.
Miracle of miracles. Now, poor old Margaret still can't get any fuel. Can you believe it?
Well, all contributions gratefully received.
Anyway, it's time for your regular book review. And what book is it that you've chosen this time?
Yeah, this is a book called The Stranger in the Mirror by Liv Constantine.
Now, are there two Constantines? Because I've seen it's people talking about a Constantine sister.
Absolutely right. Yeah, Liv Constantine is the name of two American authors. They're sisters. They're Lynn and Valerie Constantine. And they're perhaps their best-known work is The Last of Mrs. Parrish, or The Last Mrs. Parrish, I should say. And perhaps this is the book that most people will know the name Liv Constantine.
Ah, so by. Liv Constantine is actually two people.
Yeah, it is. It's sort of a combination of Lynn and Valerie.
Well, there you go. Anyway, what's this all about?
Right, first of all, I should add a PS to that book title. If anyone's thinking of buying this book, don't mix it up with another book that's out there called A Stranger in the Mirror.
Oh, right, okay.
It's a different book entirely. So, okay. Yeah, this is a book that works on the premise of the action begins 2 years after a woman is found at the side of the road in New Jersey. She's at the side of a highway in New Jersey. She's been injured, but most importantly, she's suffering from complete memory loss.
Right.
Doesn't know who she is, how she got there, what the events were leading up to her being there. And she's sort of recovered physically, but obviously not got her memory back.
Mm.
And so the strand dealing with this woman, whose name, incidentally, is Addison Hope, is that she's taken in by the truck driver who found her, Ed, and his wife, who sort of become her surrogate parents, really.
Mm-hmm.
And she eventually does recover. And when the book opens, this is 2 years after the event, and she's engaged to be married to a man called Gabriel, who owns a gallery.
Right.
But she's still got no memory of her life further back than 2 years ago when she was found at the side of the highway. And the second strand of this book is a man called Julian, who is a wealthy Boston doctor, lives in a very nice house in a very nice area.
Mm.
And he's wondering whatever happened to his wife, Cassandra, who was mother to their 7-year-old daughter, Valentina. Cassandra vanished without trace 2 years ago. Now, I'll leave you to make the deduction from that.
Right.
So, Addison's worried that she's done something really bad, but can't remember what it is she's done. So,
apart from doing a runner.
She's, I think the first line of the book really sums it up, because the quote is, "I'd like to think I'm a good person, but I have no way of knowing for sure."
Right. Okay, now, of all the books you've chosen for us, I don't think I've ever read such a huge divergence of opinion on this particular book, with comments ranging from "Liv Constantine has done it again," and "This is such a page turner and I couldn't read it fast enough." "Great stuff, a fantastic summer thriller." "I also listened to the audiobook and the narrators did a superb job." But then they go on and say even talented narrators couldn't save the book. Somebody else said The only thing that would make this better is that if you actually put it in the oven at 450 degrees and went to take a nap. It'd be better use of your time to paint your house with a Q-tip. So anyway, never mind all that. What did you make of it?
Well, there are quite a few red herrings in this book, right, where you think you've got a handle on who did what,
yeah,
to whom, but then you realise you're barking up the wrong tree completely. And there's some interesting characters. I mean, for example, this chap that Addison is about to marry, her fiancé, his mother figures in it, and she's highly suspicious of this woman who claims to have no memory further back than 2 years ago. And she's, Liv Constantine's turned her into a sort of hyacinth bouquet type character.
Right.
You know, she boasts about what wine she's drinking and all this sort of thing. And I think it's quite interesting that on one hand, she's quite a stereotypical sort of pushy mother character.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, she's quite shrewd.
Mm-hmm.
And she also, I like the way she's drawn the character of the fiancé, Gabriel, who is basically too good to be true, and you begin to get a bit suspicious about him. So there are a few red herrings in the book, but I think what the problem was, as far as I was concerned, I really felt I couldn't have any sympathy with any of the characters.
Right.
Just didn't feel any rapport with any of them. So although the story is interesting, I mean, she's taken a fairly common theme, someone who loses their memory,
yeah,
no recollection of who they are, what they've been doing in their life and so on. So there's, she's taken that premise and added more layers,
right,
to it. But I think what she's not done is to make the characters very sympathetic, that you feel that you want it to turn out well,
right, okay,
for Addison, and that she's reunited with her husband and 7-year-old daughter and they live happily ever after. It doesn't quite go that way.
Now, one of the things said here, I found the first half entertaining, the second half was absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah,
sometimes I enjoy suspension of disbelief, but this was too much.
Yeah.
So how did you find it?
I think I found the early chapters really interesting. I really got into it in about the first 3 or 4 chapters, but it did start to go off the boil.
Right.
Because I come back to this thing that I began not to feel any connection or sympathy with the characters. They just seemed artificial to me.
Okay. Marks out of 10.
Out of 10, I would say 6.
So, would you recommend it? I guess not.
Well, I suppose, you know, if you're a psychological thriller fan, you might well enjoy it.
Mm.
I personally wouldn't read it. I certainly wouldn't feel that there was any need for me to read it again, because I didn't feel, oh, I want to go over that bit again so I get a clearer picture.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Because the fact of the characters not being particularly appealing really made the book, for me, a bit of an effort to finish, particularly the final 2 or 3 chapters.
Fair enough. All right. So, have you got a choice for next time around?
I have. I've got a book called The Appeal by a lady called Janice Hallett.
Right.
And it's a crime novel published this year.
Right. Okay, fine. The Appeal by Janice Hallett. We'll look forward to that, and we'll be in touch and fix a time when hopefully we might be able to get you in. Who knows?
Yes. Yes, I shall be on wheels again. Well, I mean, I've still got petrol, but obviously I can only do a certain amount of driving around before that disappears completely.
Well, precisely.
So, yeah. But anyway, hopefully things will be better by then.